Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Law enforcement authorities are asking for the public's help in locating 27-year-old Orleans resident Sean Forrest Hawk. CHP officers responded to a location on Highway 96 just south of the Siskiyou-Humboldt County line early Sunday morning and found that another Orleans resident had been struck and killed during a hit-and-run incident. 25-year-old Virgil Martin was walking in the area when he was hit, and the driver of the vehicle fled the scene. An aerial search of the area yesterday by a CHP helicopter unit from Reading located the Ford truck several miles from the scene of the collision and identified its owner as Hawk. Witness statements indicate Hawk may be armed and should be considered dangerous. Anyone with information about the incident or Hawk's whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office or the CHP. A Eureka police officer on patrol early Sunday morning contacted two people sitting in a parked vehicle outside a motel in the 1300 block of 4th Street. The officer made contact with the passenger, who initially provided the officer with a fake name. Further investigation, however, revealed that the man was wanted on two felony warrants and was identified as 38-year-old Arcata resident Charles Lloyd Gay. A search of the vehicle turned up approximately 14 pounds of processed marijuana worth about $2,000 per pound, $2,800 in cash, and more than 11 grams of methamphetamine, along with drug sales paraphernalia. Gay was booked on several charges while the driver of the vehicle was interviewed and sent on her way without charges. Arcata police officers arrested a Crescent City resident after responding to a burglary alarm going off at Adventure's Edge early this morning. Officers found the large glass display window smashed, and the suspect, 21-year-old Joshua Zing, had used a nearby bicycle to break his way inside. Zing also apparently suffered cuts serious enough to warrant medical attention, and after treatment, he was booked into county jail on a burglary charge. It's unclear if Zing has any connection with a similar incident on the plaza last week when a burglar broke the glass window at a Bruzy and walked off with alcohol. Sheriff's deputies were called out to the Samoa Dunes on Sunday morning after receiving a report that ATV riders had found a body in the surf. Deputies secured the scene, and the coroner's office has retrieved the body and begun an investigation into the cause of death as well as to the identity. Anyone with information is asked to contact the coroner's office. A sheriff's deputy confronted a man repeatedly kicking at the window of a marked sheriff's patrol car parked in front of the courthouse on 4th Street on Friday night. When the suspect, identified as 27-year-old Eureka resident Victor Sanchez, saw the deputy, he fled on foot, leading to a pursuit. The initial deputy was joined by two others, and they caught up with Sanchez near 6th and I Streets. The deputies then learned that at least six other vehicles in the area had been vandalized, and Sanchez was arrested and booked on vandalism and resisting arrest charges. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka police officers responded to an incident at Sal's Off-Broadway Bar in Eureka early Saturday morning and found bar patrons and security wrestling with 27-year-old Eureka resident Clinton Myers. Other bar staff were tending to a man who had suffered an apparent stab wound to the neck, and witnesses reported to police that Myers had stabbed him. After a brief struggle in which officers reported that Myers, who was bleeding heavily from a head wound, spit blood at them, he was taken into custody. Both Myers and his stabbing victim were taken to the emergency room, and Myers was booked into jail on an assault with a deadly weapons charge. The case remains under investigation, and anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. And members of the County Drug Task Force and Sheriff's Deputy served a search warrant at a residence in the 2100 block of Briarwood Circle in Eureka on Friday. Officers seized 240 growing marijuana plants and 21 pounds of dried marijuana from an indoor marijuana grow located in the garage. Officers also found evidence of hash manufacturing and arrested two women, 26-year-old Sarah Ward and 18-year-old Catlin Fleming. Ward was booked on possession for sales and manufacturing and is being held on a $500,000 bail, while Fleming was booked for possession of more than an ounce of marijuana. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.